Steelers Hall of Honor, who's next? Steelers Nation Unite is giving you the chance to nominate who you think should be in the 2018 Hall of Honor class. Each week, Hall of Honor selection panel member Stan Savern reviews select Steelers Nation Unite nominations. Now here's Stan with this week's featured nominees.
Pitches the left receiver. Steelers adjust. He's back. He throws the screen out to the left line. It's intercepted on the tip. Brett Keyes are running. 35-40, 45-50. Gets a block at the 40. He's getting the quarterback turned around. Keyes at the 15. Keyes at the 10. Keyes scores. A home run interception on a tip ball by Brett Keyes, the veteran from BYU.
He might not have made it if his beard was full. Too much weight. One of the great guys, Brett Keyes, a heck of a player here. Each week, Steelers Nation Unite members get an opportunity to cast nominees for the upcoming class for the Steelers Hall of Honor, which, as you know, was instituted this past year. If you're not a member of Steelers Nation Unite, all you have to do is go to SteelersNationUnite.com. Sign up and you're in. You don't have to pass a quiz. You don't have to, you know, donate your firstborn child. That's all you have to do, and then you can cast your nomination. And we're going to go over some of the people that have been nominated. And again, the committee will begin meeting this summer and decide who's going to be in it for this particular class. There'll be a minimum of two, a maximum of four. We did a couple last week, and here are the three players who were nominated by members of SteelersNationUnite.com. We'll begin with Brett Keyes. You know, Keyes came here as a seventh-round draft choice, was a special teams guy, and really grew into not only one of the Steelers' better players. You know, that defensive line, when you stop and think about those great Steeler defensive units, 2008 coming to mind, I remember distinctly when they were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl, there was a lot of conversation. Is this defense better than the Steel Curtain? Now, there weren't as many Hall of Famers on it, perhaps, but it was awfully good. When you stop and think about Hampton and Aaron Smith and Kiesel and Ferrier, James Harrison in his prime, Troy in his prime, they were pretty good, right? But Keyes did a lot of different stuff. Again, in those days, the defense didn't allow or didn't call for the defensive ends to be up-the-field guys. You know, that was changed the last couple of years. But still, they exerted a lot of pressure and occupied blockers so that the linebackers, the outside linebackers, and a lot of times corners, Deshae Townsend, used to blitz an awful lot. He was very good at it despite not being that big of a person. That's what those defensive ends did. They occupied blockers. You couldn't run on them. You couldn't run on him. And aside from that, Brett Keyes, as free a spirit as you'll ever meet, was also one of the leaders. He was a solid citizen. And he was one of the monitors in the locker room. And for people who complain about goes in there now, it's 10 years ago, whatever. It's a different culture now. But still, Brett Keyes' value to the organization lends to him being in the Hall of Honor. Again, with all the Hall of Honor nominees, they all belong. Nobody's name is going to be brought up like last week. It was, you know, Bill Nunn and Rocky Blyer. Well, of course, these guys too. Just a matter of when. Greg Lloyd was as talented a pass rusher as I've ever seen. He did it in a different style. He did it with speed. He was not a big guy. He did it with speed, but he was strong and he was tough and was part of Quiver and Quake. And I'm sure you can say this for both of them, and you can also talk about the defensive line. Again, in those days of Dick LeBeau, the defensive lineman creating gaps so that the linebackers could get through. That's why guys like Green Gildan and Lloyd were able to get through. And while Kevin Green is in the Hall of Fame with his volume of sacks, it's always a benefit to have a great pass rusher on the other side. Because, like the old song goes, if the right hand don't get you, then the left one will. A lot of times, as you know, as football fans, offenses will slide protection to take care of one great pass rusher. If you've got two you have to deal with, where do you slide the tight end to? Where do you slide the back to? Not to mention you have to keep somebody in and out of the pass pattern. And I've always believed, I'm not saying Kevin Green didn't belong in the Hall of Fame. He wouldn't have been, I would have voted other people in before him. But I would say this, that Kevin Green benefited more from having Greg Lloyd on the right side than Lloyd did from having Green on his left side. And yes, look, there were guys like Levon Kirkland around at a time, David Little, Chad Brown was there for a while. People forget that. And by the way, you may be surprised to learn that Greg Lloyd wasn't always a jerk. He came across that way. Guys in the studio with me now will be joining me in 8 minutes. Greg Lloyd used to appear on SportsBeat and glad to do so and did it on remote locations. He would come out to this bar we used to do the show from. Happy to be there. I don't know what happened. He seems to be back to being a normal human being. In any event, he definitely belongs in the Hall of Honor. And the most celebrated offensive lineman in Steeler history is Mike Webster, right? Alan Faneca should be joining him, should be there already in the Hall of Fame. But those offensive lines of the dynasty years never, never got the credit they deserved. I'm trying to think back, and other than Webster, I don't know that anybody, any of them, ever made a Pro Bowl. Larry Brown may have made one Pro Bowl. But I think of guys like Sam Davis and Gordon Gravel and Moon Mullins and John Kolb, they were maybe because all the other stars they had on the team, nine Hall of Famers, right, including the coach. But John Kolb was as good a technician as ever played the position. I'm not saying he was the best left tackle of all time. But in terms of his technique, he was so sound. And Tunch Ilkin will tell you, who was really undersized at the position, that a lot of what he learned was not only from Mike Webster, but it was also from John Kolb. He was just so sound. And in his own way, and I don't know, maybe you don't think this should be part of the criteria for being in the Steelers Hall of Honor, but I disagree. I think it's what you bring to the organization, not just what you do on the field. John Kolb was like the dad in there. He was so sound and so cerebral. And there were a lot of volatile personalities. And there were a lot of great football players in that Three River Stadium locker room. But John Kolb was solid, and he was steady, and he's a guy that other people would go to. And you stop and think about who their tackles were. Larry Brown, whose name will come up, actually came up last year. John Kolb didn't really enter the discussion, but I'm glad that members of Steelers Nation Unite have mentioned him. John went on to coach college football for a number of years, Grove City primarily, and he did so as a defensive coordinator. Why? Because as an offensive tackle, he understood defense. He coached kids, coached college players, and like the other two, Greg Lloyd and Brett Kiesel, is certainly worthy of consideration. Now, again, If you're a member of Steelers Nation Unite, just go to SteelersNationUnite.com. You can vote. If you're not a member, do the same thing. You sign up, then you can cast your nomination. We'll be doing this each week for the next couple of months as we get the nominations in from you folks. The fans weren't really a part of it last summer. You will be this year. You will be this year.